Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
The church in the West has allowed itself to be deceived because what it does through various organizations, and because they send so few of their children to the nations to get back accurate reports, they've allowed Satan to let us focus on persecution and the persecutors rather than the risen Christ and the witness. And so what we do is we rescue people from persecution. We do our best to get Joseph out of jail. Our advocating for believers in persecution is based upon Western democratic human and civil rights. It's not because of a biblical theology. How do we know when God needs Joseph in jail? How do we know when he needs Paul and Silas in that prison to lead that family to Christ and plant a church in that jail? And so the point of obedience, the point of identifying, if you will, standing with the believers in persecution is at the point of witness. When I share Jesus, either in America or anywhere around the world, that is a dagger in the heart of Satan, because that's the number one thing Satan does not want. He does not want people to have access to Jesus. And so we have allowed this straw man to be built up that causes us to focus on the persecutor and maybe the crucifixion, and we forget about the resurrection. And so they are kicked out of their families. They lose their job. They have their kids taken from them. They live under threats. They're under house arrest. And then the overt stuff that makes the most publicity. And yet they want us to know that this is happening to them because they refuse to keep Jesus to themselves. And they're going to share it with policemen. They're going to share it with the person who wants a bribe. They're going to share their faith, and I mean to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We think that identifying with the persecuted is just prayer, and that's important. Or it is rescuing them. I think the Bible speaks against that, actually. It's about raising money to help believers in persecution. When believers in persecution teach us, that's the task of the local body, is to take care of each other. And they know, I was sharing one of my heart verses with them from Matthew, where it talks about loving those who persecute you and who hate you and spit upon you. And that's the height of spirituality. And the Chinese believers laughed at me. I said, okay, what did I say now? They said, you don't understand that scripture at all. You think that is some kind of mystical spirituality. The number one way to stop your persecution is to win your persecutor to Christ. That's some of the most practical verses in all the Bible. Identifying with those in persecution today is witnessing to those who do not know Christ. When we're obedient like believers in persecution, and I'm careful with my choice of words, I don't talk about persecuted believers, because I think that puts the emphasis on the persecution. That's the descriptive word. I want to talk about believers in persecution, and believing and witnessing is the descriptive word. And they say to us, the number one way you are identifying with us is to be obedient daily in sharing your faith with others. Listen, I'm doing these interviews in the year 2000, and I'm overseas, and I'm able to get on the internet and read the presidential address to the Southern Baptist Convention, and James Merritt is preaching. Now, I don't know where he gets his information, but James Merritt said 90% of Southern Baptists born in the church, raised in the church, saved in the church, baptized in the church, married and buried in the church, 9 out of 10 will never share Jesus with another person. That's what's killing believers in persecution. They are saying, you are giving up in freedom what we never give up in persecution, and that is our witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they said, here's a mistake you're making. You think that witness is tied to political freedom, and that is so biblically incorrect. I am as free to share Jesus in Saudi Arabia today as I am Kentucky. I am as free to share Jesus in Afghanistan as I am in Ohio. No one can stop me from getting off the airplane and witnessing to this person, this person, this person, this person. It's not about freedom. It's about courage and obedience. It's about being obedient to share the gospel with everyone and the courage to suffer the exercising of your freedom. Politics, countries, presidents have nothing to do with this. God has said you are free and you are to share the gospel with everyone. And when we are obedient and exercise our freedom, then do we have the courage to suffer the consequences? That's what the believers in persecution want to know.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.